area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN. We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Rio Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Tennessee law that prohibits the use of gender-affirming medicine and surgery for transgender children. A 6-3 decision, Kelly Robinson, president of the Human Rights Campaign.
These are not about special rights. It's just about getting equal rights to access to, you know, medically necessary health care, period.
A Listeria food poisoning outbreak that has killed three people is linked to newly recalled Heat and Eat chicken fettuccine Alfredo, sold at Kroger and Walmart stores, say federal health officials. Sources telling ABC News President Trump has been presented with a range of options by his national security team, including the U.S. directly attacking Iranian nuclear facilities. Brad Lander, Democratic politician who was at immigration court with a migrant in New York, was arrested by immigration police who accused him of obstructing their operations. This is ABC News. 3 years after a Brinks truck heist in Southern California made global headlines, most of the jewels are still missing, but agents now say they have identified the thieves. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Now federal authorities are charging seven men in connection with breaking into a Brinks truck at a California rest stop in 2022 and stealing $100 million in gold, diamonds, rubies, emeralds, and luxury watches.
4 years after announcing it would be the first state to build its own border wall, Texas state lawmakers have stopped funding the project. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's office says that President Trump's immigration crackdown has made a physical wall unnecessary. Celebrity chef Ann Burrell has died at the age of 55. Burrell was found unresponsive in her Brooklyn home by police, and the cause of her death is unknown. Burrell was best known for her Food Network fame, getting her start on Iron Chef America and then hosting her own show for 9 seasons. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Progressive has great customer service, and it's easy to reach us because great and easy is the way to be. Like salads, great for you, and so easy you can put any group of veggies in a bowl and it's a salad. A full carrot with a head of cabbage, weird, but still a salad. One radish and a couple of green beans, also a salad. 14 blueberries, half an onion, and a sunchoke. Odd, yes, but an odd salad. So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Shop 4th of July savings at the Home Depot right now and get up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $600 off select appliances with free delivery, like Samsung. From all-in-one washer dryers to smart refrigerators, upgrade to tech you can trust with Samsung appliances. The Home Depot has what you need to simplify your routine. Don't miss 4th of July appliance savings at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid June 18th through July 9th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Some showers and storms this afternoon with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Good quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain is possible. And as the rain winds down overnight, we'll wake up tomorrow to beautiful, bright skies. Warm temperatures may return to the mid-80s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. More details coming in from a critical incident in Janesville that left three people dead and another fighting for their life. We get more from Andrea Morrow.
Janesville Police Chief Chad Pearson confirmed today the incident involved two men and two women who were part of a family unit. One woman remains hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. Janesville police were called to the Aspen Square Apartments just after 11 o'clock yesterday morning. First responders found three people dead of gunshot wounds and one person in critical condition. Police say there's no danger to the public, although they will not confirm if the suspected shooter was one of the people killed.
82,000 Harley-Davidson motorcycles are being recalled. Those are the soft tail line motorcycles built between 2018 and 2024. A report filed with the National Traffic Safety Administration says a defect could cause the bike to dig grooves into the rear tire. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Wenikins. News this hour being brought to you by Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Pepin County Board is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on a resolution calling for support of local and state emergency management programs, a resolution to establish camping fees at the Holden Park campground and establish quiet hours of 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. at the campground. Tonight's meeting begins at 7 p.m. in the boardroom of the Government Center in Durand. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Monday to celebrate the upgrades to the Holden Park campground. The upgrades were paid for with ARPA money and other grants from organizations and the Wisconsin DNR. Pepin County Board Chairman Tom Millairn says it was the goal of the administrative committee to use the ARPA money with organizations that offered matching grants.
The board itself and the administrative committee, there was a lot of federal money was being available through the way things were in the last COVID years and stuff, and we kind of made it, if we could find matching funds to make that, you know, it was $1.4 million we brought in, and I bet you we doubled that by matching funds with other organizations.
The campground has new picnic tables, fire rings, showers, and even some new campsites. A trial got underway Tuesday in an appeals case involving the salary of Wabasha County's elected attorney. The legal proceedings are from a November 2024 decision when the Wabasha County Board voted to cut Matthew Stinson's 2025 salary by $20,000. According to Stinson, the board's action violates a state statute which says indicates the salary can't be reduced during his current term. The board did reconsider the reduction and adjusted it to an $11,000 reduction instead. Board now claims is in line with Stinson's term guidelines. The trial is set to wrap up in July. Charges have been filed against a Holcomb man accused of leading officers in a Sunday pursuit through parts of Rusk and Chippewa counties. Reports say that 50-year-old Patrick Buswell failed to pull over for a traffic stop on Highway 27 and instead led officers on a chase on his motorcycle that spanned about 25 miles. Buswell was eventually apprehended and is now looking at a list of charges that include attempting to flee an officer, drug possession, and resisting arrest. Authorities say there was no forced entry during the break-in of the Iota food pantry. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Department says that crime happened either Sunday night or Monday morning. Pantry officials reported that 1,000 pounds of food was stolen, including the freezer being emptied. Authorities are asking anyone with information about the break-in to contact the Sheriff's Department. You're listening to WRDN News.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey.
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind. You can see WWT.net.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board will be meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include approval of the 25-26 preliminary budget, renewal of property, casualty, and workers' compensation insurance, and CFC for cybersecurity, and reports from district and building administration. The board will also go into closed session to discuss the Early Learning Center project and consider bids to replace the kitchen cooling unit. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. in the boardroom at the Durand, Arkansas High School. A Buffalo County man has been arrested and charged with second-degree sexual assault of a child under the age of 16, along with other charges. 22-year-old Austin McGee was in Buffalo County court this week to face the charges in connection with an incident in 2024 when the victim was 15. McGee was released on a $25,000 signature bond on Tuesday and ordered not to use or possess firearms or have any unsupervised contact with anyone under the age of 18. The historic Zorn Arena at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus will be demolished next week. That venue opened in 1952 and was renamed to honor basketball great Bill Zorn in 1987. It's been vacant since last year when basketball programs moved to the Sonnentag. Demolition will start next Monday and is expected to be completed by September. Wisconsin's 3rd District Congressman ridiculed Minnesota's governor following the weekend political violence there. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz praised murdered State Representative Melissa Hortman in a Sunday morning post to X. In a response directed at Walz on the same platform, Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden wrote, quote, "You appointed the crazy zealot that murdered her to one of your boards, you clown," unquote. And later that Walz is, quote, "a horrible governor that appoints political assassins to boards. Good job, stupid," unquote. That was a reference to Walz's reappointment of accused assassin Vance Belter to a nonpartisan workforce commission. A source in Walz's office told the Minneapolis Star Tribune that the commission has 60 members, and Walz did not know Belter. Van Orden also criticized the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for reporting his posts, accusing the paper of not telling, quote, "the whole story," unquote, because Walz called on Democrats to be, quote, "meaner," unquote, in a recent speech. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
The family of an Eau Claire Middle School student is celebrating after they were recently named the winner of the statewide finals for the National Civics B competition. The National Civics B is an annual competition aimed at inspiring young Americans to engage in civics and contribute to their communities. A South Middle School student named Leela won the state competition Friday, which means she collects a $1,000 prize and is representing Wisconsin at the national finals in Washington, D.C. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the GPS directions first, before driving to the mall.
Turn right at the light. In 1,000 miles, you will reach Montreal.
Not Montreal, the mall.
Recalculating. 6,000 miles to Nepal.
No, the mall.
Checking first is smart.
Recalculating.
So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Another checkup? Why are so many people getting new puppies?
Dr. Kim's veterinary office is littered with cuteness.
We are booked solid for weeks, but who can say no to a puppy, right? Oh, sugar boy. Oh, sure.
She needs to find extra vet techs to get those pups some extra love.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, candidates can find it easier, so you can hire easier. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Some showers and storms this afternoon with high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Good quarter of an inch to a half an inch of rain is possible. And as the rain winds down overnight, we'll wake up tomorrow to beautiful, bright skies. Warm temperatures may return to the mid-80s. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
On to game two for the crew. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start in Chicago in game one of their three-gamer at Wrigley. The Brewers fall to the Cubs 5-3. Game two is tonight starting at 7 o'clock. Jacob Mizorowski will pitch against Jameson Taillon. Last night in the Midwest League, the Timber Rattlers clobber West Michigan 10-2. Beloit falls to Cedar Rapids 5-4. Those series continue tonight. At the state baseball tournament in Appleton on Tuesday in the Division IV quarterfinals, it was Johnson Creek beating Pittsville 6-2. Vaselli routes Edgar 14-2. In the Division III quarters, it was Kewaunee 5, Fenimore 3, and Kenosha St. Joseph's beats up on Barron 14-4. And from hockey, the Panthers are repeat Stanley Cup champions. They beat the Oilers in six games. The final score last night, 5-1. Sam Reinhart had four goals, although two of them were with an empty net. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
In sports, it's the dream team. And if your car is out of warranty, there's a team for that as well. You, the driver, your mechanic, and Endurance to pay for the repair bills. I'm Danica Patrick. In the past 5 years, auto repair costs have gone up over 36%. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all. With an Endurance auto protection plan, no matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done by the certified mechanic of your choice. Plans cover 24/7 towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, and lockout services. Act now and get the benefits of our elite plan, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again. So call now for your free quote.
Call 800-291-0342. 800-291-0342. 800-291-0342.
RFK is gaining momentum, but is it enough as the playoffs near? I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there.
That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At the Glen, the thrill isn't just on the track. It's in the heart of every fan. This August, a full-throttle festival comes to upstate New York camp under the stars, then witness the brightest stars of NASCAR battle for a crucial playoff spot. This is racing. This is the best weekend of your summer. This is the Glen. NASCAR weekend at Watkins Glen, August 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at theglen.com.
For the first time in a decade, Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing had three teams in the top 10 in a race earlier this month at the Michigan International Speedway. The team's three drivers, Ryan Preece, Chris Buescher, and Brad Keselowski, are all in contention to make the 16-driver playoffs. But Keselowski knows it'll be tough to get all three in with 10 races to go before the playoffs begin.
As a company, just fighting really hard to break through to the next level. And, you know, we have these intermittent flashes and, you know, sparks, you know, and we want to turn into a roaring fire.
I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I doubt that your pets will enjoy the fireworks displays as much as you do. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Cats and dogs aren't familiar with the loud noises, so do what you can to lessen their stress as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
We love fireworks because of the loud booms and dazzling displays in the sky. Pets hate them because of loud booms and dazzling displays in the sky. Dr. John Sirabasi is with Chicagoland Veterinary Behavior Consultants. He says cats and dogs tend to stress out over fireworks because it's fear of the unknown. It's a sound they often haven't had experience with, and they don't know where it came from. There are several signs you should watch for if your pet is not handling the fireworks very well.
In dogs, the most common symptoms that we see would be pacing, panting, whining, barking. Some dogs will do lots of lip licking. We can see yawning. Some dogs will have their ears back, and they can hide. They'll shake. Those are probably the most common symptoms we see. In cats, it's mostly hiding. You know, go under a bed, in a closet, behind furniture, that type of thing.
Sirabasi says if the dog is only showing a mild stress response, it's best to ignore it and let him adapt on his own to prevent reinforcing the nervous behavior. If the dog is really nervous, distract him with an activity he'd enjoy. Another thing you can do is have a safe place that the animal can retreat to.
Often during storms or noise problems like fireworks, we often see dogs gravitate to a particular location to kind of ride it out. And sometimes it's not a bad idea to improve that location. Put a dog bed in there, put some treats, put some toys during non-fireworks times, and encourage the dog to go to that spot. And that familiarity may help the dog ride out the fireworks during an actual episode.
During the fireworks display, be as upbeat as possible. Dogs can pick up on our emotions, so our discomfort can contribute to the animal's anxiety problem. Learn more about pets and fireworks at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
78 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, double-digit losses in the milk markets. July down 25 to 1771. August down 37 to 1824. September down 33 to 1863. October down 28 to 1883. Cheese markets today were lower. Barrels down 8 to 169. On blocks down 6.5 to 169, 1 trade a barrel, 5 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 5 to 250, 2 3/4, 6 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 128, 4 trades on the day. Dry whey down 0.5 to 54 3/4, 7 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live cattle markets are moving mostly higher. Feeder cattle markets are following suit. The morale through the cattle complex, though, is cautious, as there's an unsettled essence of worry lingering throughout the contracts. Traders are still concerned the market's overbought and long overdue for a serious correction. From a fundamental perspective, though, the market continues to be bullish and powerful. Boxed beef prices scale higher once again, and it's assumed at the worst-case scenario, the Fed cash cattle markets would trade steady this week. Meanwhile, hog markets, they are moving mostly lower in the nearbys, higher in deferreds today, as it's disappointing for traders to note the decline in this morning's carcass prices. That's what's led to some of the sell-off in the nearbys, but it was mainly because of the $3 to $4 decline seen in the loin, butt, and ham prices for the day. June live cattle up 82 cents to 224.07. August up 47 cents to 211.12. And October up 37 cents to 208.92. August feeder cattle up 45 cents to 303.80. September up 55 cents to 303.45. October up 57 cents to 301.57. July hogs down 12 cents to 111.52. August down 40 cents to 111.40. October down 7 cents to 95.10. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn markets are mostly higher. There's still some spread action. There's really not a lot of other fresh news. Now, broader heat is expected into the weekend before further moisture is expected. Export sales are delayed until Friday as the Juneteenth holiday is tomorrow. Soybean futures mostly higher as we near overbought conditions at the upper end of the trading range and are consolidating gains. Warmer short-term weather should boost emergence and more move double crop planting along with overall concerns limited for now. Now, weekly export sales are expected to be in the 150 to 300,000 metric ton range on Friday. Wheat markets leading the complex higher as the winter wheat contracts are pressing into nearby resistance levels, but there are world concerns and slow harvest, and that's encouraging further short covering as we continue to get to overbought conditions. The hard red winter wheat area should start to see harvest move ahead as warmer temperatures aid maturity and readiness, but rains could threaten quality. July corn down 0.5 to 431, September up 4 to 427 3/4, new crop up 4.5 to 443 1/4. July beans up 2 1/4 to 1076 1/4, August up 1 1/4 to 1077 1/2, September up 1 to 1061 3/4, new crop up 1 1/4 to 1069. July soybean meal up 30 cents to 285.40. July soybean oil down 18 cents to 54.61. Chicago wheat, July up 21.5 to 570.5. December up 21 to 608. Minneapolis wheat, July up 14.25 to 645. September up 16 to 660 1/4. Energy markets at the midday are lower. July crude oil down 39 cents to 74.45. August down 42 cents to 72.85. Meanwhile, July gas up 2 cents now to 228. August up a cent to 227. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
UtterTech is celebrating June Dairy Month by donating 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries with every web order. Visit UtterTechInc.com and order your waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech working gear is ready to go for the next day. Visit UtterTechInc.com. Place your order, and UtterTech will donate 1 gallon of milk to area food pantries.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Farm transitions are getting more challenging. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit WISoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
There's no doubt that the average age of America's farmers keeps going up. Chad Hart, an agricultural economist at Iowa State University Extension, talks about the reasons why.
Well, I think you're seeing a couple of things happening here. One, yes, that average age of farmer, they are getting older. Part of that is because of the technology we have within agriculture today, making it where, if you will, more seasoned farmers can continue to farm deeper into their lives and their careers. But yeah, we're also seeing a challenge in bringing those young and beginning farmers back on the farm again as we look there. And so that's leading to an increasing age there.
So why aren't young people returning to the farm?
You bring up the question of, okay, why aren't people taking over? I think the challenge is taking over, as you mentioned, the liability here. To get started, especially in row crop farming these days, does take a tremendous amount of capital. And that is hard for young farmers to gather early in their career. And so you tend to see this, let's call it slower transition these days, as opposed to generations past, in order to get that next generation up and going on the farm.
Successful farm transitions to the next generation require a lot of planning.
That's a big concern, I would say, for a lot of us as we stare at agriculture. But I often like to point out that this is not necessarily a new concern. I know when I first got into my role here at Iowa State, I was digging through some of the historical documents that were left in my office suite, and I stumbled upon some of the writings of Bill Murray. Now, Bill Murray is a well-known figure here in Iowa. He was a economics professor. He ran for governor twice back in the 1930s and 40s. I stumbled upon one of his first papers, and it was talking about the farm succession problem that they were staring at back in the 1940s.
Hart says farmers have been successfully transitioning to the next generation for 8 decades.
We've been through 80 years of this, and we've always found a way to transition that farmland to the next generation. It's just, it's becoming harder to do because farms are larger, they're much more capitalized, and you have fewer folks participating in farming than we had back then.
Chad Hart from Iowa State University. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A A Wisconsin dairy farmer alleged in a federal lawsuit filed Monday that the Trump administration is illegally denying financial assistance to white farmers by continuing programs that favor minorities. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed the lawsuit against USDA in federal court in Wisconsin on behalf of a white dairy farmer, Adam Faust. Faust was among several farmers who successfully sued the Biden administration in 2021 for race discrimination in the USDA's Farmer Loan Forgiveness Plan, that according to the Associated Press. The new lawsuit alleges the government has continued to implement diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that were instituted under former President Joe Biden. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty wrote to the USDA in April warning of legal action, and six Republican Wisconsin congressmen called on USDA to investigate and to end the programs. China has approved 106 new U.S. pork and poultry plants to export eligible products on or after June 12th, Chinese Customs said in a notice on its website. Reuters reported the announcement comes after China and the U.S. agreed on a framework to get their trade truce reached in Geneva talks last month back on track. The newly approved facilities include 23 pork plants and 83 poultry plants, that according to the Chinese Customs database. China in March slapped tariffs of up to 15%, covering $21 billion worth of American agriculture and food products in retaliation against President Trump's imposition of levies on Chinese exports. Hundreds of U.S. meat plants gained access to China under the 2020 Phase One trade deal brokered by Trump, but many lost their eligibility earlier this year. While registrations for pork and poultry facilities have since been renewed, beef plant registrations remain listed as, quote, expired. There's been a major breakthrough with an alternative way of making raw milk safe to drink. A California company called Biotex has secured initial FDA acceptance of its light-based milk treatment process. Company CEO Bob Comstock.
Pasteurization has existed before the Civil War, and there have been attempts to get approval for alternative technologies, but nobody has ever succeeded. So this is actually the first in the world, and it was done here in Fresno, California.
Comstock explains how his company's innovative treatment of raw milk with advanced UV light technology works.
It's kind of difficult to pasteurize milk with ultraviolet light because it doesn't penetrate into the milk. So you have to do it in very thin films and with very high turbulence to renew the surface frequently. And that enables you to kill all the bad bugs in milk very effectively. In fact, we are more effective than heat at killing all the bad bugs.
Tamarack Biotech is a food company in Fresno, California, which is developing science-backed non-thermal ways to safely treat milk. Agricultural producers in Pepin and Pierce counties who lost property due to recent natural disasters are now eligible for physical loss loans from USDA. The Farm Service Agency is offering these loans for losses caused by high winds, tornadoes, and hail that occurred on April 28th of this year. FSA is offering the low-interest emergency loans to producers with a qualifying loss. Approval is limited to applicants who suffered severe physical losses only, including the loss of buildings and livestock. The deadline for producers in designated primary and contiguous counties to apply for the loans for physical losses is February 9th of 2026. For more information, contact your local FSA office. More than 250 groups representing farmers, ranchers, and agrochemical companies are urging the Trump administration to seek their input on future activities of the Make America Healthy Again Commission after the body's first report pointed to pesticides as a possible health risk. Reuters reports the farm sector is pushing for more involvement in the work of the commission. The MAHA report released in May was produced without adequate input from the farm sector, and as a result, quote, contain numerous errors and distortions that have created unfounded fears about the safety of our food supply, unquote, said the letter sent on Tuesday morning to Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. The MAHA Commission would benefit from inviting a public comment and formally including representatives from food and agriculture in any future reports, the letter went on to say. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy this Sunday during the 39th annual Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast at the Rotary Ridge Beef and Dairy in Cochrane from 7 to 11. There'll be pancakes, sausages, cheese curds, maple syrup, ice cream, and of course, milk, music with Ron Pronchinsky, kids events including face painting, a pedal tractor pull, and barrel train too. It's the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast this Sunday from 7 to 11 at Rotary Ridge Beef and Dairy in Cochrane. We'll have chances of showers and thunderstorms throughout the day, each day really, in our ag weather forecast. Now, it looks like things will also begin to warm up and also get breezy later into the week and weekend. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 76 to 81, relative humidities at 49 to 54%, light winds becoming north at 5 to 8, we'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation and about 3 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or storm, lows 55 to 60, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, west winds at 5 to 7, a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation expected. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, warmer highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 42 to 47%, west winds at 5 to 10. We'll see a trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation and about 13 hours of sunshine. For Friday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 85 to 90. Saturday, sunshine, warmer still, highs 90 to 95. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 90 to 95. Monday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs 80 to 85. And for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, cooler, highs 70 to 75.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Been out the night before with all my friends. A little worried, kind of wondering what I did. I said, Lord, please forgive me for my sins. My wife wanted to kill me, but she tried to save me first. You're going if I have to drag your butt to church. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful. Hymns and kind of sort of sang along, made it through the Sunday sermon wide awake. We met the family for dinner at our home, drank some beer, watched the game, and cooked some steaks. My little brother had a big fight with his wife, and my poor mother sat between them both all night. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. We said a prayer for Cousin Michael in Iraq. We're all aware that he may never make it back. Talked about the way we missed his stupid jokes and how he loved to be a soldier more than most. I laid in bed that night and thought about the day and how my life was like a roller coaster ride. The ups and downs and crazy turns along the way, it'll throw you off if you don't hold on tight. Can't really smile until you shed some tears. I could die today or I might live on for years. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life. I love this crazy tragic, sometimes almost magic, awful beautiful life.
she was 20, she thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more.
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Taking off your makeup.
sunshine. I think of you all the time. I've fallen for you, and that's a fact. What do you say to that? You're always in my dreams. I think you know what they mean. My heart knows this is real at last.
WRDN1430@gmail.com.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I say, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling back at me. So I confess my sins to the preacher about the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah. And he says, girl, you got nothing but time. I will plant my heart in the garden of my dreams, and I will.
Last night we brought the children by to visit their grandpa, and it's plain to see they're truly part of him. And while we were there, their grandma took out some old photographs. Man, he sure looked a lot like me back then. I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father. And today I took my wife for a walk down that older road where my daddy took my mom so many times. And we found the time to mention things we never had before. And we shared some thoughts about family life. Yeah, I'm seeing my father in me. I guess that's how it's meant to be. And I find more and more like him each day. I notice I walk the way he walks. I notice I talk the way he talks. I'm starting to see my father.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Supreme Court has upheld a Tennessee law that, in effect, allows states to make decisions on whether parents can get gender-affirming medicine and surgery.